Jesus is risen.
He's risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning as we continue to celebrate this season of Easter. It's not just a day, it's not just a week for us, it is a week of weeks, and we're in week three this morning. I am so glad that you are here. Some of you have been here your entire lives, and some of you are here for the very first time, and so I hope all of you know that you are welcome, and we are glad you're with us. We're glad you're with us if you're online as well, and so glad that you could spend your Sunday morning or whichever afternoon or whenever it is that you get to be with us. Today we join in songs of praise and prayer. We join in thanksgiving for all of God's blessings, and it is good to be together, especially this morning when we get to celebrate today the baptism of little Elizabeth Clare, her parents, Kyle and Casey, and all of the family. I wish that you would keep all of them in your prayers today. She's going to be wonderful and adorable and cute and all the rest of those things. But please, keep them all in your prayers. The other announcement I have is that we are looking for two people to be delegates to the Synod Assembly with me. We're looking for one female and one male delegate. We're going to be spending the day Saturday, June 3rd. At Peace Lutheran Church in Beaver Creek, doing all of the business of the Synod, meeting all kinds of sisters and brothers. So if you want more information, or if you are interested in being one of our delegates, please come talk to me or give us a call at the office. There are lots of other announcements printed in your bulletin, and I hope you have a chance to read through them all and discover ways that you can connect to the ministry that goes on around us here. But right now, we have gathered to be in worship. So let us continue that worship with our gathering song, Open the Eyes of My Heart. Let us rise and sing together.
I want to see you. I want to see you.
by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, your Son makes himself known to all his disciples in the breaking of bread. Open the eyes of our faith that we may see him in his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Our first lesson this morning comes from Acts chapter 2, the 14th verse. Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, Brothers, what should we do? Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him. And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, Save yourself from this corrupted generation. So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. The word of the Lord. Our second lesson comes from 1 Peter chapter 1 at the 17th verse. If you invoke as Father the one who judges all people impartially according to their deeds, live in reverent fear during the time of your exile. You know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without defect or blemish. He was destined before the foundation of the world, but was revealed at the end of the ages for your sake. Through him you have come to trust in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are set on God. Now that you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, so that you have genuine mutual love, love one another deeply from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable, but of imperishable seed, through the living and the enduring word of God, the word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke in the 24th chapter. Now on that same day, when Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene, two disciples were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all of the things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And Jesus said to them, What are you discussing with each other while you were walking along? And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days? He asked them, What thing? And they replied, The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who is a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to condemn to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then Jesus said to them, How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over. So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening scripture to us? That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon. Then the two told what had happened on the road and how Jesus had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The gospel of our Lord. Jesus is risen. And may the grace and the peace and the presence of Christ be with you all this day. Amen. Now, I think I've been here long enough that you may remember that when it's a baptism day, I write a letter to the one who gets baptized. And while I'm speaking specifically to Elizabeth, I hope that you will all hear this as encouragement in your own lives as well. Dear Elizabeth, today is your baptism. Now, personally, I've been looking forward to this day for a while now. I've been looking forward to welcoming you into God's family, as well as to your church family here at St. John's. I've been looking forward to this moment when God's love reaches deeply into your life, when God names you and claims you as His beloved child. Today is a special, special day. Today is a day when we gather as followers of Jesus to remember His resurrection. Now, sometimes we people gather together in confusion and fear, like the disciples in last week's gospel. Sometimes we wander through life sad and confused, wondering what went wrong, like our gospel today. Into our fear, Jesus comes to be with us with peace and encouragement to faith. Into our sadness, Jesus walks beside us to comfort us, to teach us, and to lead us to new attempts in our lives of faith. We gather in this place so that we can be reminded of the presence of Jesus in our lives, so that we can see our Lord in the breaking of the bread and in the lives of our sisters and brothers around us. This is what you get to enter today, little Elizabeth. Today in this water, you will die with Christ and you will rise with Christ. You will put aside your old sinful self and step into life as a child of God. Today you become part of our family with Jesus as a brother, a savior, a redeemer, and a friend. Now that's an awful lot to be happening in just a few minutes. First things first, though, you're a sinner, like all of us. It's our human condition to rebel against God and to think that we are most important. And as cute and adorable as you are, it is even very true of you. I'm sure your parents could attest to that. In this water, your sinful self is drowned and your repentance begins as God's love washes over you. In this water, you will also rise again with Christ. You receive a new life filled with possibilities and opportunities as God's love walks beside you always. In the Acts reading for today, the crowd begins to feel their guilt and part of Jesus' death, and they ask what they should do. And Peter's answer to them is repent and be baptized. Peter goes on to explain that through the baptismal waters, you know that your sins are forgiven and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. These are just some of the gifts of baptism. Every day from today, you can, with the help of water, remember your baptism and know that your sins are forgiven, all of them. Every day, you get to go into the world with the Holy Spirit by your side, leading and guiding, guarding and assisting, picking you up when you fall and encouraging you to love and care for others. That's what's happening for you today. Elizabeth, I am so happy to be part of this day when you will know the presence of God in your life. Now, it's not that God has been ignoring you, but today there is a promise, a pledge to you as you become a child of God. So, Elizabeth, may the risen Lord go before you with grace and goodness. May God the Father claim you as His own and declare you as a beloved child with whom He is pleased. May the Holy Spirit walk beside you always, showing you the love of God and encouraging you to share that love. And may we, your sisters and brothers, stand with you in thick and thin, aiding you when we are able. Elizabeth, this is an amazing day. May your family find joy this day in you and in our God of love. Welcome to the family, Elizabeth. Welcome. Amen. At this point in time, I would love to invite Elizabeth and her parents and sponsors to come forward to the font. Here they come. All right. God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us a new birth into a living hope through the sacrament of baptism. By water and the word, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. We are united with all the baptized in one body of Christ, anointed in the gift of the Holy Spirit, and joined in God's mission for the life of the world. Do you present Elizabeth Clare to receive the sacrament of holy baptism? If so, say we do. As you bring this child to receive the gifts of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with Elizabeth among God's faithful people, to bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, place in her hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture her in faith and prayer so that Elizabeth may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help Elizabeth grow in Christian faith and life? If so, say, I do. People of God, do you promise to support Elizabeth and pray for her in her new life in Christ? If so, say, we do. I ask you now to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. Do you renounce the devil, all the forces that defy God, the powers of this world that rebel against God, and the ways of sin that draw you from God? If so, say, I do. Will the congregation please rise? As I ask these parents and sponsors the following questions, I ask you to respond along in remembrance of your baptism as they respond on Elizabeth's behalf. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, mighty Lord, gracious Father, we give thanks for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters and you created heaven and earth. By the gift of water you nourish and sustain us and all living things. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. You led Israel by the pillar of cloud and fire through the sea out of slavery into the freedom of the promised land. In the waters of the Jordan your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Spirit. By the baptism of his own death and resurrection, your beloved Son has set us free from the bondage to sin and death and has opened the way out to the joy and freedom of everlasting life. He made water a sign of the kingdom and of cleansing and rebirth. In obedience to his command, we make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit so that she who is here baptized may be given new life. Write her into your story of salvation and wash away the sins of Elizabeth Clare and all those who are cleansed by baptismal water and bring them forth as inheritors of your glorious kingdom. To you be given praise and honor and worship through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, both now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. All right. Are we ready? I'm going to give you the headband. All right, I know. Goodness, here we are. Elizabeth Clare, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Get him away from me, Mom. O God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for freeing your sons and daughters from the power of sin and for raising them up to a new life through this holy sacrament. Pour your Holy Spirit upon Elizabeth Clare, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence. Amen. Elizabeth Clare, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. We're going to get you marked with the cross of Christ forever. Our Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "Let your light so shine before others, so they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." We light this candle for Elizabeth, so that her light may shine with the glory of Jesus Christ. And now, let us pray for the parents. O God, the giver of all life, look with kindness upon Kyle and Casey, the father and mother of this child. Let them ever rejoice in the gifts that you have given them. Make them teachers and examples of righteousness for Elizabeth Clare. Strengthen them in their own baptism so they may share eternally with their children the salvation you have given them through Jesus Christ our Lord. Will the congregation please rise? Through baptism, God has made this new sister a member of the priesthood we all share in Christ Jesus, that we may proclaim the praise of God and bear His creative and redeeming word to all the world. We welcome you into the Lord's family. We receive you as a fellow member of the body of Christ, child of the same Heavenly Father, and worker with us in the kingdom of God. If she'll come back to me 2 seconds. All right, here you are. This is the newest member of God's family and our church family here at St. John's. It's Elizabeth Clare. You can go ahead and clap. She's worth it. This is for you. Yay! Yay! There you are. There you are. All right. Now we have anything to get away from him. All right, this is her baptismal certificate and the letter. This is for you, Luke. You blow that. And Katie, thank you. Find your seat. It'll be... Oh, wait. I forgot the most important thing. My goodness. And this is from the ladies of the congregation for you. Oh, they get to keep it. Take it. That's theirs. You know, like, once you buy a prize, it's yours to keep. There you go. They had to say that all the time on Wheel of Fortune back when Chuck Woolery did it, you know. And now, united in the hope and joy of the resurrection, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Ever-present God, you make yourself known in the breaking of the bread and in the bonds of community. Reveal yourself to us in the faces of all we meet. Strengthened by your body and blood, let us boldly live out your good news. Lord, in your mercy. As we know you in the breaking of bread, we know you in the grains of the field and the flowing waters. Care for the earth you lovingly create. Strengthen those who safeguard threatened land and water. Lord, in your mercy. You are the authority to whom we dedicate our lives. Help us keep the needs of those most vulnerable at the forefront of our community. Move us to care for any who are disregarded or oppressed. Lord, in your mercy. Mothering God, you feed and comfort those who hunger. Open hearts and lead them to share your abundance. We pray for anyone hungering for your comforting presence this day. Lord, in your mercy. O God of healing and grace, there are so many people who need your presence and power. We pray for all those who suffer illness or injury or with accident and disease. We also pray for these known to us who need your wholeness and health. We pray for Sharon, Wyatt, Phyllis, Mildred, Sharla, Randy, Kathy, LaRue, Judith, Diane, Tim, and Rhonda. Come, Lord Jesus, and save us all. Lord, in your mercy, stir up your power, O Lord, and come. Come to all your baptized sons and daughters. Come especially to Elizabeth Clare, baptized today. Fill all our lives with purpose and peace as we work to show your love in our actions. May your Spirit's presence bless us and turn all our efforts into gracious gifts from you. Lord, in your mercy. We remember with thanksgiving all your beloved saints. As you have raised them to eternal life, abide with us in your promise of resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Rejoicing in the victory of Christ's resurrection, we lift our prayers and praise to you, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now, may you trust in God's promises to his people for peace, security, and blessing, even when they are difficult to believe. May you know that God's news is good news, nourishing and true even when people tell you it is not. And when you encounter doubt, may God strengthen your faith, guiding you in His perfect wisdom and counsel. And may you go this day with the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus is risen.
He's risen indeed. Hallelujah.
I hope your week is filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Ready yourself, ready yourself.